Martin Luther once said, "You cannot keep birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from building a nest in your hair." We can't keep Satan from tempting us with evil suggestions, but we can keep ourselves from responding to them. Jesus Christ was cruelly attacked on every side by Satan, but he faced each temptation with an ironclad determination. He was certain of his mission and his status with the Father. Jesus knew that Satan was only a toothless lying, prowling around trying to convince others of his power. Whenever Jesus confronted Satan, he always hit him head on with the power of God's word. In Matthew 4 and Luke 4, Jesus used the scriptures to bring Satan to his knees, and the same battle tactic is available to every believer. James chapter 4, "Submit therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." There was once a young boy who went shopping for his mother. After returning with the few items which his mother had requested, he said, "Mom, the devil is in that store." Thinking her son had seen someone who had looked a bit devious, she asked, "What do you mean the devil is in the store?" His answer was quite serious. "I walked by the candy counter, and one of the candy bars said, 'Take me.'" When we go out shopping, we have to resist the urge to take things or even buy those things we either can't afford or simply don't need. It's a constant battle everyone faces. The same can be said of the Christian life. Wherever we go, Satan is there, hawking his destructive wares. That's why the Bible commands us to resist the devil. From young boys at the candy counter to frustrated adults trying to make ends meet, the temptation is universal, but God always has a way out. Remember, Satan's marketing department has centuries of experience, but he can never outwit the power of God's word.